Merry Christmas. So wonderful to celebrate this beautiful Christmas season and to celebrate the baptism of the Lord. And wasn't it just wonderful to feel the holy water descended upon you? And it's been so long, and we have a bottle of holy water for everyone. So at the end of Mass, we got in the commons water, so be sure to grab a bottle or two and take home. And if you are viewing from East Machias or some other distant place, just email Father Nathan and he'll ship you some holy water. And remember, if you leave it in your car overnight, the holy water will become holy ice. That one kind of melted. The other day was just a wonderful day. For me as a priest, it was like a perfect day on Wednesday. All these great things happened in the parish. That evening I was able to spend with our youth and faith formation. It's been over a month since they've been present. And it was just great to be with them, talk to some fifth graders, one of whom will be baptized at Easter. And then at the end of the evening, as the kids are leaving, I'm saying goodbye. It's great to have you here. And then this one kid, a little first grader, any first graders here? This one kid in first grade, Brandon, he stops and says, "Hey, Father, how you doing?" And I go, "Hello there." And he says, "Hey, Father, I got a question for you, all right? Well, if John the Baptist baptized Jesus, how did John the Baptist get baptized?" And I thought, time for dinner. A stumper. And then, but it was just all beautiful. And then I went home after that to the rectory. It was just wonderful, grateful to be there. And, you know, I had been busy all day. And so finally I'm getting a little bite to eat and watching a little news. As I'm watching the news, my heart just sank. Watching people barge into the U.S. Capitol. What the heck is going on? How can this be happening? I felt this incredible discord within my heart, within my being. Like, what's going on here? How can this be happening in our country? And of course, it wasn't something about simply last Wednesday. I mean, this discord, we've been watching in disarray for the last number of months. Heck, 3 miles just east of here. We all watched on national news the third precinct get burned to the ground. It's just like, golly, what the heck? How can we resolve this? What can we do? How is the world? How is the church? How am I going to go forward? I thought there were answers, perhaps, in Washington, D.C. It doesn't look like that is where the answer is. So it got me reflecting. What is my role? How do I respond to this? See, this weekend, a few weeks ago, I said, let's this weekend, you know, the third weekend of the weekend of the baptism of the Lord, let's make it like a feel-good weekend, you know, where we can feel good about being Catholic, and we'll hand out bottles of holy water and sing some nice songs. And then all this happens. I mean, what are the responses? How do we deal with it? I mean, we have a country in which 62 million children have been aborted. We have a country who has some 13 million immigrants living in the shadows because they're not documented. We have a community just a few miles from here where the graduation rate for those graduating from high school is less than 50% if you're not white. back on September 17, 1961, at St. Francis of Rome Church in Berwyn, Illinois, I was baptized. And all of you were baptized. And when you and I were baptized, you and I were adopted into the family of God so that we might hear the very words the Father spoke to Jesus, spoken to us. You are my beloved. You and I, we are God's beloved. Have you ever pondered what that means to be the beloved of God? Not just another person, but that God gazes upon you and me and says, beloved. So that we might know how deep is his love for us. But God's beloved love isn't simply something that we take and we put into a little bottle and say, here, I've got God's belovedness on the shelf. God calls me his beloved so that I might be his disciple. I might live by the gospel. I might live the gospel. I might manifest the gospel as his beloved. See, the answer isn't in Washington, D.C., although that's part of the way we resolve things. The answer is for you and me, knowing that we are his beloved. And knowing we are his beloved, we can live as his disciples in the world. We can engage the world about us. We should be praying daily that one of our children will become president of the United States. Wouldn't it be just great if you became president of the United States? I'll vote for you early and often. Because see, you're being raised in a community of love and fellowship and delight and concern for people beyond you. But it's not just there, it's here. How can I make a difference here in my own community? How can I be engaged? How am I going to engage this little space that I call Edina? So that this little space I call Edina might become really more manifestly a place of holiness where people live justly. Those who are poor, those who are vulnerable, those who are weak, those who are unborn might know the fullness of life. See, Jesus was born into the world so that we might know that we are God's beloved. And that even though we might have to suffer like he, we do it for the sake of one another. To bring God's love to you so that all peoples might know the love of God. That whatever society we live in, whether it's here or some other part of the universe, might be an ever more just society. And for the last 2,000 years, the world about us has been in chaos, hasn't it? So today, ask God for the grace to renew your baptism. Ask God for the grace that you might hear God say in the depth of your heart, you are my beloved. Not so that you can just sit there and go, isn't that nice? But so that you can move forward from here and live as his disciple. No matter what the price, no matter what the cost, that each one of us might live as disciples, engaging the world in our own little way. So that wherever we're at might be ever more just, ever more holy, ever more beautiful, ever more reflective of God's face. Not always easy. See, John the Baptist, he was baptized, remember? He was baptized by King Herod, who had his head cut off. He was baptized with his own blood. So even though we celebrate the joy of Christmas, we do so aware that God calls us to live our baptism. We do so, though, as his beloved.